Yeah. I'm just about ready to go on the air now, but I just wanted to pass along just my congratulations. He did such an amazing audition, and I'm really, really glad he's booked the role. So you'll be hearing from the producer's office. They're going to be calling and setting up the costume fitting and stuff. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Oh, listen, he did great, and I'm really, really excited. It's going to be a great project. Thanks. Bye. Every day, actors are being seen for roles in movie, TV, theater, and new media. Self-tape, Zoom, and even live connections are being made through auditions, performances, and interviews. Now, perhaps you've had your own journey with the opportunities that have been available over the past year. I think it's time we recognize those actors who have found success and made an impact on this business we call acting. So let's call this episode Acting Success Stories, in the hope of finding a common thread that you can identify with. After all, it's important to celebrate those moments in all of our lives when the stars seem to align and good things happen and we realize why we do what we do. Acting Success Stories on this very special episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day today, as you can probably tell by that brief little phone call I just had. I am so excited that you're here today because we're going to be talking about actor success stories. I think that is kind of like something new and different that I haven't done in the same way before. And just to talk about a few of those actual examples of those successes in the hopes that you can find something to not only relate to, but something to get excited about for yourself. If you're new to Casting Actors Cast, very cool. Glad to have you here. I want to invite everybody, not only the newcomers, but for those of you who've been listening for a while and haven't taken the action yet, I encourage you to do so. And that is to go to castingactorscast, all one word, .com. There you're going to find some additional information. You're going to see some videos. If you want to see some past podcast videos, you can do that. But there's also a form right near the top of the landing page called Dive into the Talent Pool. And when you fill that out, I just asked for your name and your email address, by the way. But when you fill that out, I open up a completely new menu for you so that you can download some free stuff. Yeah, really, no kidding. One is a book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page free downloadable PDF that I think you're going to find extremely helpful. If you're interested in doing voice work, I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed, and this is absolutely free. The second thing is a video that you can watch. It's a 20-minute video called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. Kind of, you know, if that isn't a good tease for a title, I don't know what is. But I'm going to tell you the answers in this 20-minute free private video that you're going to get in the same place. And then finally, there's an area called Jeff's Jots, and that's where you can download PDFs of each individual episode that you're either watching or listening to. And that really helps to be a really kind of a, I think it's a kind of a good cheat sheet to have because it lists all of the bullet points that I use in every one of my podcasts. So that's called Jeff's Jots. It's also on the website. So do check that out. Also, I want to put the shout out for some self-tape promotion. One of the things I've had a lot of success in is by watching your self-tape audition live. during an episode of Casting Actors Cast. And that means that I watch it and I evaluate your audition live on the air. So if you are interested in submitting your video, I encourage you to do so by simply going to castingactorscast@gmail.com. So that's the Gmail address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. And please leave a link to your video. I will take a quick look at the video, but I won't evaluate it. I'll just spot check it to make it sure that it's something I can show live on the air. And that being the case, if your video is chosen, you're going to get my feedback on how your video is looking, how your self-submit video is working out for you. And I'll give you the straight up feedback, both on the technical side, but also on your acting work. So that could be kind of fun. I've gotten a lot of response and I would really love for you to consider a freebie. The only thing, of course, is that you have to acknowledge that you don't mind me putting this on the air for other actors to learn from. And of course, that's what it is. All of us in a community of like-minded, talented folks who are looking to become better at what we do. And now, of course, this is my moment to shout out to friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection is a group of professionals in the industry training actors on every aspect of the business you could possibly imagine. So simply go to actorsconnection.com/New York to find out about the seminars, the webinars. There's a series called Free at Three. There's all kinds of really cool stuff. So wouldn't it be great to learn new tactics and strategies and get really good, solid information about your work from working professionals? I can't imagine a better way to do it. So that's at actorsconnection.com/New York. And then finally, there's this new website that's out, and I just wanted to put a little plug in, if I could, to weaudition.com. Now, weaudition.com is the video chat community that helps you audition, self-tape, rehearse, and also get some expert advice. Now, you have to join this organization, so there is a membership fee involved, so I want you to be aware of that. But guess what? If you use the code CAC25, that's Casting Actors Cast, CAC25, you're going to get 25% off of membership. Also, there's a really good chance that you can earn some of that money back by earning money by rehearsing with other actors in this community. So you need to be a member in order to do that, but what a cool way of giving back a little of your talent, getting some additional experience, helping others out, but also growing as an actor in your career. So that's weaudition.com. Don't forget CAC, 25% off of membership for doing that. All right. I think we're ready. That's enough promotion for one episode. It's just it's really, really exciting because we're getting closer to 50,000 downloads of this podcast, and I couldn't be more delighted. By the way, if you like what you're hearing, it would mean so much to me to leave a review, to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Casting Actors Cast is on YouTube. We simulcast these, so you can watch me actually doing the episode live. So that's kind of fun, I think. And I would appreciate any kind of feedback or thumbs up because, you know what, I love growing this community and it means so much to me that you're listening. It means so much to me when you write to me and thank me. No thanks needed. I'm having a great time doing this. So please join up for all this cool stuff that we're doing here at Casting Actors Cast. So I like talking about success stories, especially success stories from actors who really applied themselves and made themselves not only valuable, but giving of their time and their talent in order to experience what it is to be a professional. I think that there's something noble about that. So my first story actually doesn't involve me whatsoever, but involves Pat McCorkle. Now, Pat McCorkle's been casting for a very, very long time, and she has, oh my goodness, she has so many amazing success stories over the years. These are stories of actors who she's found, that she's discovered, that she got their equity card, that she put in their first movie. Those are the kinds of stories that are really, really exciting. And that is for a casting director. When you find some talent, and you're able to bring that talent in and you connect them with a project, boy, that just, you know, makes your day, if not your career, because knowing what the producer is looking for and the reason why casting directors are hired is so that they can fulfill the vision of the producer. But when that is successful and really produces amazing results, there's no better feeling than that, I can promise you. So let's talk about a few of these success stories. And like I said, this one is Pat. She was hired to do a feature film, a rather large feature film called The Year of Living Dangerously. Now, this film, quite a few years ago, but still I think it's a kind of a cool story, was directed by Peter Weir. And Peter really was an amazing and is an amazing person and director. And he really wanted some unusual casting to take place. He already had Mel Gibson and Sigourney Weaver. And so Pat was hired to do all of the rest of the casting of this film. And what was challenging is the role of playing Mel Gibson's sidekick in The Year of Living Dangerously. And the requirements were really interesting because they really wanted somebody who had was of little stature, a little person to play this role, but also this little person had to have no accent whatsoever. Even though the film was taking place in Vietnam, there had to be sort of no identifying qualities of their speaking that said where they were originally from. So that was kind of challenging as well. And it was written for a man, so the idea was to find Mel Gibson's sidekick was supposed to be this unusual presenting person. And, you know, there were so many actors that were seen for the role and that Pat had actually searched for the role. But finally, Pat, after exhausting all of her resources to finding this particular actor, went to Peter Weir, the director, and said, well, what about hiring a woman? And Peter was a cool guy. He said, you know what? I'm open to anything. And because of that, Pat knew of an actress. And the actress was actually working at Long Wharf Theater in a production that Pat had cast. And her name was Linda Hunt. And Linda Hunt was a stage actor. And Linda Hunt fit the bill, but was a female in the role. And so Linda came in and auditioned. And of course, she booked the job. So Linda Hunt's first feature film was The Year of Living Dangerously. Kind of cool that, but it goes even cooler. It gets even better. That year, Linda Hunt won the Academy Award for her role in The Year of Living Dangerously. Can you imagine winning an Oscar for that role? So, you know, it was really exciting because all of those stars seemed to align. Peter Weir, the director, was open to the idea. Pat happened to know about this actress, and that made it such an exciting choice. And that's what made her career. You might know Linda Hunt, by the way. She plays Hetty in NCIS LA, if you've seen that TV series now. But she's done a whole body of work, film and television, and she's just quite a wonderful actor. What a wonderful performance as well. All right, let's take a look at success story number two. I'm kind of taking a little personal privilege in this story because I was involved in the making of this particular story, and I love doing EPAs at Actors Equity, EPAs, Equity Principal Auditions, and this was before COVID. And EPAs literally mean a day in which we see as many actors as we can see from Actors Equity who haven't been given auditions or who are, you know, not necessarily connected with agents, but want to be seen. And so this is a way that Equity gets their membership to be seen for projects. And so it's a matter of the casting director, in this case, it was me, sitting in all day long for an entire season of acting taking place at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. So the Pittsburgh Public Theater had a season of shows, and we were there to see actors for all of those projects. One of the shows was Equus. Now, this was kind of an important play. If you don't know Equus, you should. It's just an amazing piece, amazing theater piece. And Ted Pappas was the artistic director, and this was his final year as artistic director at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. So it was a big deal production. And we had some difficulty finding the character of the young man, Alan Strang. It was kind of hard to find this actor because there were some very specific requirements for this role. And since Ted was directing the project, we were getting a little bit nervous because all of those actors that we thought were really right didn't quite fit what the vision was that Ted had in mind. And so I was at the EPA and I was open and seeing, you know, literally that day, I think I saw close to 125 actors auditioning for parts in that season. And in comes a young man and his name was Spencer. And Spencer had just gotten out of school. And honestly, I'm sorry that I just don't remember exactly what school he had gone to, but he was relatively new. And it seemed like he hadn't done a lot of EPAs. Like this might have been the first time he had ever done one of these, but he saw that the Pittsburgh Public Theater was doing the role in Equus. And so he came in and he auditioned. And you know what? There was just something about him that I really liked. He seemed very smart. He seemed very connected. And it was a very good audition. And so I put a little star next to his name thinking, you know what? I think maybe Ted should see this actor. And guess what? From an AEA opened call, Spencer came in and we put it because Ted had already left. He had gone. And so we were left with still working on this one role that hadn't been cast yet. And you know what? We brought Spencer in. Both Pat and I put him on tape for the character. And what was amazing is that Spencer came in and he had completely memorized the entire scene. And usually I'm not that encouraged about actors, coming in for the first time with their scene memorized, only because the actor is more nervous than they should be sometimes. And they also, when they lose their words in a first audition, it's just, we don't get to see, how the actor is going to play that part that well. But anyway, Spencer came in and had that scene memorized, and it was the most difficult scene in the play. If you know Equus at all, you know towards the end, it's where he's working with the psychiatrist to figure out why he's done this terrible thing to the horses. And so Spencer, and we videotaped his audition, and we sent it to Ted. And of course, Ted just fell in love with him, and he booked the job. Now, it goes even further, and that's what I love about these kinds of stories, is that because we were so impressed with this actor who didn't have an agent, that Pat actually made a couple of phone calls to an agency. The agent brought Spencer in and signed him immediately. Now, it even gets more cool than that, is that agency sends him out on a television audition for a television role in an episodic television show, and his first TV audition, he books. So he sides with his agent, he goes out and auditions, and then books it. You know, talk about the stars aligning. But it was Pat and I together who felt so strongly about his work, and because he wasn't being represented and we thought he should be, that helped that phone call happen to that agent, and now that agent couldn't be happier with the choice of signing Spencer. So that's a kind of a cool story as well, don't you think? And now I want to share actor success story number 3. And again, this is kind of a point of personal privilege, and I kind of apologize because it's making me trying to sound like I'm self-grandizing here, and I really am not. I really just want you to identify with those actors that put themselves out there and it really does something for them, that they feel really a part of this amazing community. And I would love to just share a couple of stories, and I'm not going to name names here, but the actors that I've received letters from in the, just literally in the past week. They've written to me and they've told me that they took my class, and I do teach a class both at the Growing Studio and at Actors Connection on going from stage to screen. And it's a really fun class. And I actually have gotten 2 letters from actors who said they really loved the class, but not only that, that they had their first TV series audition as a result of them feeling confident and comfortable, and the agents really liking the fact that they took this class made them more comfortable and more confident, and that they've actually booked TV roles. Now, I'm not trying to say that this is because they took my class. Because they did the work, you know, they brought themselves to the class. They brought themselves to the agent. The agent thought that they would be really, really right for this. So there are just other situational factors that take place. But just the fact that those actors acknowledged by letting me know that they are so grateful for the opportunity of taking that class, and how that spun off this kind of really amazing energy that actually kind of reaped some rewards. So I guess what I want to say is, what is the common element in these success stories? What do these three stories have in common? Number one, the belief that they make the most out of every opportunity that is handed them. Number two, in each of these stories, there was someone, or more than one, but at least someone who believes in them. So having somebody in your court, somebody on your side, seems to be something that is very, very apparent in each of these success stories. And then third, it's really a matter of preparation meeting opportunity head on. Preparation meeting opportunity. That's what defines success. So what are your success stories? What do you tell yourself about those successes? Are they a fluke or something you believed would happen? Can they happen again? Now, I just don't want you to simply be inspired by these examples, but rather see yourself in every success, because that is ultimately what opens the door for the next successes you'll experience. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.